For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
And now, another black perspective on the drug war. The illegal drug industry is a $400 billion a year business. That is bigger than the automobile industry. This is a mountain of money, but not if you're black. Oh, there are people getting rich from the drug trade, but few, if any, of them are black. The people who suffer the consequences of the drug trade, though, are primarily the black, the brown, and the poor. The bankers, the lawyers, the corrupt officials and importers, the refiners, the distributors of the drugs, well, they're all in it for the money. But if you ask the boys on the corner, making their ends a dime at a time, taking all the heat and doing all the time, and they'll tell you they're in it to survive. At the black end of the drug business, the risks are out of all proportion to the rewards, and everybody knows it. But in an environment of poverty, powerlessness, and lack of opportunity, even a bad risk like this starts to look good. Well, Uncle Sam picks our pocket to the tune of $50 billion a year to pay for a drug war that is a fraud, a lie, a scam, that gives value to the very substances it pretends to oppose and brings violence to the communities it pretends to protect. It targets the black, the brown, and the poor because it's racist at its core. For the rich and the white, the risks are light, and many get to waltz all the way to the bank. And the best we'll ever do is tap dance at the edge of an abyss. The smart investment is in ending drug prohibition. As I've said many times before, racism is a fundamental part of the drug war, and its effects must never be ignored. Without racism, the drug war just doesn't make any sense. If you add up all the costs of drug use, health care costs, premature death, medical costs, lost productivity, property damage, and such, illegal drug use costs America about $40 billion a year. The costs of the drug war, lost wages due to incarceration, police services, legal system costs, state, federal, and local corrections facilities, etc., over $140 billion, and rising quickly. It makes no sense. But as a racist policy designed to marginalize and disenfranchise America's black, brown, and poor populations, it may seem to its backers like a good investment. Renowned economist Milton Friedman seems to agree when he asks, "How many of our citizens do we want to turn into criminals before we yell enough? Can any policy, however high-minded, be moral if it leads to widespread corruption, imprisons so many, has so racist an effect, destroys our inner cities, wreaks havoc on misguided and vulnerable individuals, and brings death and destruction to foreign countries?" How many citizens indeed, Mr. Friedman? The prison population is now 2 million and rising. Rising fast. Isn't it time we yell enough? For the Drug Truth Network, this is Phil Jackson.